And it came about while he, Jesus, was on his way to Jerusalem, that he was passing between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a certain village, 10 leprous men stood off at a distance and met him. And they raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said to them, "Go, show yourselves to the priest." And it came about, as they were going, they were cleansed. Now one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turning back, glorifying God with a loud voice, he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed, but the 9, where are they? Was no one found who turned back to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." And this was taken out of Luke chapter 17. Leprosy is a terrible disease and affliction. Today it is known as Hansen's disease. It is a highly contagious bacterial infection caused by the Mycobacterium leprae bacteria, and it has afflicted almost every ancient culture known to man, and its presence is still seen today in more than 120 countries, with almost 200,000 new cases reported each year. Leprosy affects the skin, the peripheral nerves, the mucosa of the upper respiratory tract, and even the eyes. The effects of leprosy begin beneath the surface first. The feeling or sensation of touch is lost. Then the disease worsens. Lesions begin to appear on the surface of the skin due to the layers of flesh decaying below. Blotchy patches appear and spread like the spots of a leopard, hence where the disease got its name. Leprosy is mentioned some 60 times throughout the scriptures. Leviticus 13 and 14 are entirely dedicated to the signs, diagnosis, treatment, and social parameters that the people of Israel were to follow. Only a priest could diagnose a person of the disease. Once diagnosed, the person was considered unclean and had to follow the social guidelines of avoiding populated areas. If they encountered passersby, they were to announce themselves as unclean, as we've seen in Luke 17 when they met Jesus at a distance, which was a challenge since the disease affected the respiratory tract, caused the afflicted's voice to become raspy. Lepers often formed communal groups out of necessity of survival, as we also see in our story. And only the priest could deem a person clean, as we also see Jesus instructing them to go see the priest. Leprosy had a very negative stigma, and it was oftentimes thought to be brought about as a result of some sin in the person's life. In some cases, it was, but not all. The affliction was often used by God as punishment. Moses' hand was briefly afflicted and made clean to show God's power to him. Miriam was struck with the disease when she and Aaron spoke against their brother Moses. King Uzzah was afflicted after burning incense in the temple, a job reserved for the priest. Joab's family was cursed by David to be stricken with leprosy. Gehazi, Elisha's servant, was stricken with leprosy due to his greediness after Elisha refused payment from Naaman, after Naaman was miraculously cleansed of the disease after dipping himself in the Jordan. Leprosy was not always a result of sin, but leprosy is often used as a type or metaphor of the likeness of sin. Leprosy started inward, beneath the surface, unseen, and so does sin. Proverbs 23:7 tells us, "So a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." James 1:14 says, "But each one, when he is tempted, he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. When lust is conceived, it gives birth to sin, and when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death." Jesus said in Matthew 15:18, But the things that proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and those defile the man. Leprosy caused numbness, a sense of loss of feeling. It affected the nerves, and so does sin. Read Romans 1. It shows how deep the result of sin can run, numbing the afflicted to the sense of their Creator and even morality. 1 Timothy chapter 4 speaks of those having their conscience seared, like with a hot iron, thus losing their sensibility. Like leprosy, sin can be a loathsome disease. It should make us uncomfortable instead of giving us joy. Sin should repulse us. And like leprosy, only a priest could make the judgment of a person was cleansed. And it is only through Jesus, our high priest, that we can be cleansed of our sins. Much like Nahum, it is only through our faith and obedience and our repentance and at the washing and renewing of our souls at baptism that the dead, rotting effects of sin are cleansed as we arise new creatures in Christ. Let us glance back at our story in Luke 17. 10 lepers were healed. Only one came back. Jesus said, "Were there not 10 of you, but 9, where are they? Was no one found who turned back to give glory to God except this foreigner, this Samaritan?" This foreigner didn't just come back and thank Jesus. He came back rejoicing and glorifying God with a loud voice and fell at the feet of Jesus. As we take time to remember the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ that brought about our cleansing from sin, as 1 Peter 1:3 shares, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his rich mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." As we sit here in these comfortable padded chairs and we partake of these emblems and proclaim the Lord's death, maybe we can take a note from this leper that came back and praise God, that maybe, just maybe spiritually, maybe mentally, we should be lying face down on our hands and knees at the feet of Jesus, showing our gratitude for what he has done for us. Our Father and gracious Lord, we thank you, God, so much for this time that we can come and meet around your Son's table. We thank you, God, so much for the wonderful sacrifice, Lord, that you gave your only begotten Son, Lord, for us, that it was through him, Lord, that you have showed us mercy and you have given us grace. Though we were sinners, Lord, full of the disease of sin, rotting our flesh, Lord, that you took mercy upon us, God, that you cleansed us, Lord. And even though if we lived a lifetime of lifetimes, Lord, that we could never be worthy of that sacrifice, Lord, but it's because you loved us so much that you gave us this. And we just thank you, Lord, so much for this time that we have set aside, or that you have set aside, Lord, that we can remember that glorious sacrifice, Lord. And just please, God, be with us. Help us, Lord, to have a right mind and a right heart, Lord, as we partake of these emblems. And just please, Lord God, forgive us for when we sin and fall short. In Jesus' name.